From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Friday edition of the Living Truth broadcast as we wrap up a study on one word. It's the word sent, S-E-N-T, sent. And it comes from John chapter 20 and verse 21, where Jesus says, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And if you've missed any one of the broadcasts this week, I would encourage you to contact us and request a CD or the notes of the study, because I think that it truly will be a benefit to you to get the entire study. Because this is a very significant passage of Scripture, where Jesus says in John 20 and verse 21, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And I've been emphasizing throughout the course of the week that every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but has been sent by God to serve him. And as we look at that statement, it's very simple. We see two things. Number one, God the Father sent God the Son, and God the Son obeyed. Jesus was sent with a purpose to present the reality of God to mankind and to perform the redemption of God for mankind, and he did that. He obeyed and did everything that God the Father asked him to do. But then, as the text says, Jesus, God the Son, has sent us, where he says, "Even so send I you." Now, truly, that was a message to Christ's original followers. And as far as we know, there is no record that any one of those original disciples disobeyed God. Now, of course, keep in mind the matter of Judas failed the Lord, but this message that Christ is giving here in John chapter 20 came after Judas defected. But as we study the Scripture, we see that by the end of the first century, according to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23, the whole world at that time had heard the gospel message. So they did what God sent them to do. And even since then, subsequent followers of the Lord Jesus have gone out and faithfully served the Lord, and yet there are many who have been called by God, but they've not yet gone. And that's how we ended the message yesterday, where basically I said, has God called you to do a particular ministry and you've not responded? I want you to think about that again, even as we go into the program today. Maybe in the past, God called you to be a missionary or an evangelist or a pastor or a Bible teacher or whatever the case. Maybe to work in and through your local church in a valid ministry there, but you have not said yes. You've given excuses. You've said, but. And you've disobeyed. Well, if that's you, I would encourage you to repent of that, confess of that sin, and begin to do what God wants you to do. And so simply two questions as we draw this particular series to a conclusion. Number one, as a current follower of Jesus Christ, that is, you've trusted Jesus Christ, you're saved, you're born again, have you obeyed as Christ has sent you? Have you? Have you obeyed as Christ has sent you? You are saved with a purpose. We brought that out at the very beginning of the study from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, where the Word of God is very, very clear, where we find after it talks about the fact that our salvation is that which we receive not by works, but it is a gift of God by God's grace. But in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2, we find these words where it clearly says this, and listen to this carefully. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Even before we were saved, even before we were born, God had a plan for us. What about it? Are you doing God's plan in your life? Are you doing that which Christ has sent you to do? So as a current follower of Christ, you need to ask the question, have you obeyed Christ? Have you done everything that Christ would have you to do? Let me share with you as we conclude this series, three facts to consider. Number one, all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are sent by the Lord to do something. I want to repeat that. All of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord are sent by the Lord to do something. Again, Jesus says, even so send I you. I've already referred to Ephesians 2 and verse 10, where it says that we are His workmanship. But the question is, are you doing what Christ has sent you to do? I think of that passage of Scripture that is over in the Book of Hebrews chapter 12. It's a powerful passage of Scripture where it says in verse 28 of Hebrews 12, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Beloved, as Christians, we are a part of a kingdom that is strong, that is powerful, that cannot be moved. It's the kingdom of God. Therefore, let us not be weak and wimpy. Let us not be disobedient, but let us serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. All of us who know the Lord Jesus as Savior are sent by the Lord to do something. Are you doing what God has sent you to do? Secondly, none of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord deserve to be sent by the Lord. Do you realize that? So many times you come across people who seemingly are proud of what they've done for the Lord. They say, I've done this, and I've done that, and I've done the other thing. Well, they've got eye trouble. I. And remember that I is the center of pride, P-R-I-D-E, and pride comes before destruction and the haughty spirit before a fall. None of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ deserve to be sent by the Lord. I think of the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 9, where he says, for I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. You see, Paul recognized that because of the fact that he persecuted the church, he was not worthy to be called an apostle, but yet God called him. And when God called him, he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And he did it. None of us are worthy to serve the Lord. Remember that apart from Jesus Christ, the Bible says, there is none who is good, no, not one. That comes from Romans chapter 3. And so we don't deserve to be sent by the Lord, but we are sent. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that we are ambassadors for Christ. What a privilege to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. But then finally, each of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are sent to do greater works than the Lord Himself did. Isn't that amazing? Let me say that again. That each of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are sent to do greater works than that of our Lord. Notice, if you would please, John chapter 14 and verse 12. John chapter 14 and verse 12, a very intriguing statement. As Jesus was speaking to His disciples then, and He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Let me repeat that again, because I sort of messed it up a bit. But listen to this. Again, John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus is speaking, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Greater works. Jesus was saying that those who are followers of him will do greater works than he. Isn't that an amazing statement? You say, how could we do any greater work than Christ? Well, certainly Christ did the ultimate work on the cross in providing redemption. But what Jesus was saying here is that those who are his followers will have the opportunity to reach many more people in their ministries than Jesus did in his 3 years of ministry on the earth. Yes, he died to pay the wage of the sin of the whole world, but those of us who subsequently are his followers have the opportunity to preach the gospel and to get out the word of God to more people than even he did. But the fact of the matter is, as we draw our study to a conclusion, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, he has sent you to do something. Maybe he has sent you to your hometown through your local church. Maybe he has sent you to a certain group of indigenous people. Maybe you're sent to another nation, but you are sent to do something. Are you doing all that the Lord has sent you to do? Let me conclude our series with this. Are you as obedient to Jesus sending you as Jesus was to the Father in sending him? Are you as obedient to Jesus sending you as Jesus was to the Father sending him? Even as the Father has sent me, even so send I you, Jesus said. Beloved, go and do what Christ has sent you to do. Well, thank you for joining me today. Go to church on Sunday. We'll gather together once again Monday with another study of the Word of God. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.